Let's check out what happened on this day for Monday, the 4th of February, 2019, World Cancer Day. It's also American Super Bowl Day. Today, Patty McGrath, the Australian entertainer and wife of famous host Bert Newton, he's 74 years old. Alice Cooper, the US singer with a massive amount of hits in the 70s, he turns 71. James Heard, the former AFL player, is 46. Natalie Imbruglia, the Australian singer and actress, is 44. And Jeff Horn, the Australian boxer, he's 31.
A few notable events this day in history. Malcolm Campbell broke the world land speed record in his Bluebird this day, 1927. He reached a speed of 174 miles per hour. And I reckon they topped that in Greenfield on Friday night. Of course, that's been broken many times since.
It's pretty fast, isn't it? That, what is that in kilometres per hour, do you
that
think, Pete?
That must be up around 300, 280, something like that.
Far out. Fleetwood Mac's best-selling album, Rumours, was released on this day in 1977.
And that had the big hits Go Your Own Way, Dreams, Don't Stop, You Make Love and Fun. Essentially, the whole album's a classic.
It's just fantastic. The first Jenny Craig Weight Loss Centre in America opened on this day in 1985.
A jury found O.J. Simpson liable for $8.5 million in the deaths of Ron Goldman and Simpson's estranged wife, Nicole Simpson. Gee, that was a really interesting saga. I still remember watching TV the slow-speed police chase with OJ. That was 1997.
Paul Craik, a 26-year-old Australian accountant, he won his fifth consecutive annual Empire State Building stair climb. That's 1,576 steps. And he did it in 9 minutes and 33 seconds in 2003.
Wow, his thigh muscles must be enormous.
That is crazy.
They do a similar thing, actually, in Perth at Central Park, the new building, the tallest building in Perth, actually. And that's 1,103 steps.
Yeah, I don't think I'd last probably about maybe four flights of stairs and then I'd be done.
Facebook.com was launched this day, 2004. Thefacebook.com.
I know, now it's lovingly known as Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg, he made a few dollars out of that one, isn't he?
I think he still is raking in the cash. And that's on this day for Monday the 4th of Feb, 2019.
All new 91.7 The Wave.